February 6th, St. Peter Baptist and Companions, Martyrs of Japan, First and Third Orders. About the year 1592, Hideyoshi, the military dictator of Japan, planned to invade and conquer the Philippine Islands, situated near his domain, but belonging at the time to the Spanish crown. To negotiate peace, King Philip II of Spain delegated Father Peter Baptist Blasquez, a Franciscan of Manila, as his ambassador to Hideyoshi. Peter Baptist, who came from an ancient Spanish family of the nobility, was learned, capable, and known for his holy life. He arrived in Japan with three companions at the end of the month of June in 1593. He succeeded in winning the dictator to terms of peace, and even obtained permission to spread Christianity throughout Japan without interference. So Peter Baptist founded several convents of his order, built churches and hospitals, and in company with his associates, converted hundreds of pagans to Christianity. Hideyoshi even offered them a neglected temple in his capital city, Miyako, with permission to rebuild it as a church. The Japanese Bonzes were much incensed at the turn of events. They got the dictator to believe that the missionaries had in mind to dethrone him and deliver up the country to the Spaniards. Enraged, Hideyoshi ordered the Franciscan missionaries and their helpers to be imprisoned and put to death as offenders against the crown. Forthwith, the soldiers invaded the friars' convents in December 1596 and imprisoned the inmates. Peter Baptist was among the prisoners, together with his companions, the two priests Martin of the Ascension and Francis Blanco, the cleric Philip of Jesus, who was a native Mexican, the two lay brothers Francis of St. Michael and Gonsalvo Garcia. Included were also 17 tertiaries who rendered services to the missionaries as catechists, teachers, sacristans, and infirmarians. Likewise, three Jesuits. On January 3rd, 1597, they were all let out of their cruel prison to the public square at Miyako. Here they were informed that they were to be crucified, and as a mark of dishonor, a portion of their left ear was cut off. Then they were driven through the city on hurdles, while the sentence of death was carried on a pole at the head of the procession, and the rabble was given free hand to ill-treat and insult them. On January 4th, they were again bound and thrown on hurdles to be taken to Nagasaki for execution. The sad journey lasted 4 weeks, which in itself was cruel martyrdom because of the brutality of the bailiffs and the fury of the people in the towns and villages through which the martyrs passed. To this were added cold, hunger, and privations of every sort. They arrived at Nagasaki on the morning of February 5th. The crosses on which the glorious confessors were to die had been prepared on a hill outside the town. The martyrs were immediately taken there, and each one was bound to his cross. With loud voices, they thanked God for the grace of being permitted to die like Christ their Lord, and they praised him with psalms and hymns. As the martyrs hung crucified, executioners ran the body of each one through traversely with two spears, Father Peter Baptist being the last. Hardly had the martyrs breathed forth their souls when God glorified them with extraordinary signs and marvels. In consequence, Pope Urban VIII beatified them in the year 1627 and permitted the annual celebration of the Feast of the Japanese Martyrs. On the Feast of Pentecost, June 8, 1862, in the presence of a great number of bishops assembled from all parts of the world, Pope Pius IX inscribed them in the catalog of the saints as powerful intercessors against the enemies of the Holy Cross. On venerating the Holy Cross. Consider how the cross became a mark of honor through the death of Christ. Before that time, it was the tree of shame for the execution of the basest criminals, so that it was said, "Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree." Galatians 3:13. Today, it gleams high up on the towers of our churches. It glitters on the crowns of princes. Bishops wear it as a sign of their great dignity. And not only do women wear it as an ornament, but even men are proud to wear a cross as a badge of honor. Consider how Holy Church venerates the cross. She has instituted a feast, the Feast of the Triumph of the Holy Cross, September 14th. She assigns to it the most honorable place on her altars. She dispenses all her means of grace and her blessings with the sign of the cross, because it is the source of all blessings for us. Thus, we also should honor it. We should give the cross the most honorable place as ornaments of our rooms, erected in our gardens and along the highways as a guidepost to heaven, and plead for the blessing of God through the sign of the cross, making it not only before and after prayer, but also while at work and in all our undertakings. Consider that the best and most salutary way to venerate the cross consists in willingly bearing for love of God the suffering, the neglect, the hardships, in short, the cross which falls to our lot in life. Only in this way can we be united with him who died on the cross out of love for us. For he says, "Whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Luke 14:27. Our holy martyrs of Japan counted it a reward for their labors in the missions that God so honored them as to allow them to die on the cross. Does our Lord not, perhaps, reward many of his faithful servants by permitting them to live under the cross? That will be made known on the day of final retribution. Then, just as the cross was changed through Christ from a mark of disgrace to a mark of honor, so will all the contempt which we have borne out of love for Christ appear as a great honor. Who will then not wish to have carried his cross cheerfully? Happy he who has persevered under the cross until death. Prayer of the Church. O Lord Jesus Christ, who in imitation of thy painful death on the cross, did sanctify the firstborn of the faith among the people of Japan, in the blood of the holy martyrs, Peter Baptist and his companions, grant, we beseech thee, that we who today celebrate their feast may be spurred on by their example, who livest and reignest forever and ever. Saint Peter Baptist and Companion Martyrs, pray for us.